Now this is going to be a bizarre talk. This is going to be so out there that most people aren't ready to accept it, and I've kind of been avoiding talking about it, but I'm going to talk about it now. Jesus withdrew himself, right? Take the word and break it into parts. Withdrew. Now the word with is a weird word. It's hard to even describe what it is, to be honest with you. But you can look at it fractally, and let's go with them to the store. So with is a conjunction for one. You know, it's representing being together with somebody or going with somebody. Or they say a woman's with child. You know, with child means pregnant, right? Jesus withdrew himself. They were trying to take him, and he withdrew himself. He drew it out of the script. He withdrew himself. He drew himself out of that situation. I'm to the conclusion that you can do this with your thoughts. Now, yesterday, I was watching one of the... I'm going through the series with Jessica Jones right now. I'm going through that series. And they had this crazy lady that they arrested, and the police were afraid of her. They were scared of her. They were all scared of her. She was crazy. And so the next day, the very thing I was watching, I actually saw it in 3D land where there was a crazy dude and the police were actually afraid of him, afraid to mess with him. I've actually drawn painted a picture with some portraits, you know, dried. I'm not really good at it, but I painted this one portrait with this lady. She had blue hair, and the next day the lady showed up at the desk, and then I changed her hair color the next day to red and blue. Another lady showed up with bizarre hair color, red and blue or something like that. I can't remember exactly the next color. It could have been a different, it could have been just brown. It was the way the hair was parted or something. The person showed up. Then I did an experiment. I said, okay, let me try something even more crazy. So I did this experiment where I drew this shirt and I put the letter D on there, or the letter C. And then somebody walks up to the counter and they got the D on their shirt. The next day, the letter C. A couple years prior to that, I was watching a series, and a Star Trek series where Chakotay, I think that's his name, he was, the Eagle showed up. So I go to work the next day and the Eagle shows up. And then one day, there was this foam coming out of nowhere. I told my boss, I said, where's that foam coming from? He said, That's from that tree. I said, no, pick it up. It's foam. It's foam. And I was actually studying some words about how the truth, you get overwhelmed with truth and it overflows. It's like foaming. You're boiling over. Long story short, what I'm trying to tell you is... I'm afraid to even say that. You're in a 3D version. It's a story. It's a story. You can actually write the story. Not that you're God. You're not God. But you're a farmer. You can take your words and your thoughts and you can write down a script, and it's gonna reflect back. It has to, because it's all a birthing. With child, he withdrew himself. Away from them. you're actually doing it anyway. You just don't know it. Either other people are writing your script for you, and you're letting them run your life, and you're letting them determine the will, your will, instead of doing God's will, or become. He says, "Be fruitful and multiply." He's not just. What does that mean? Be fruitful and multiply. Does that mean just go out here and plant some seed in the ground and be a farmer? No. It's multidimensional. Your spirit, your soul, your body, your mind, your will, your emotions, your intellect, your thoughts. Be fruitful and multiply. It applies even to your thoughts. And so if he's telling you to be fruitful and multiply even in your thoughts, what does that mean? Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Your thoughts are spirit. The spirit realm is the seed. The material realm, the 3D realm, is the birthing of the seed. The seed of your mind births in 3D. I'm not even joking either. This is the real deal, people. I've experimented with it. And then if you do the experiments and the outcome just keeps happening over and over, year after year after year. And you do the experiments over 7 years and it keeps happening. You have to come to the conclusion that it's a reflecting pond. You're in a holographic reflecting pond. You're in the Word. The Holy Writ is the hologram. In Him we live and breathe and have our being. You're in the Word, being changed by the Word, back to the Word. You're becoming a copy of Jesus down here in 3D. You're learning to walk in love and truth. That's what's happening. You're learning to be fruitful and multiply, mainly to win souls, to yank some souls out. But you're going to grow spiritually. If you've never experienced what I'm talking about, think about it. Think about it. It only makes sense. Scripture, your script. Apostle Paul says we have become spectacles to the whole world. In other words, it's a theater. Spectacle is looking glass. The whole world was what? To the angels. He was talking about to the angels and everything. The whole world was watching. I mean, the Bible's, think about it. Everything that people did in the Old Testament is written down. There's watchers. You're being watched. Everything you do is being watched by a watcher. Some of these people, I would have to say that some of these people are not. They could be like a projection. They could be like a. You know, the Bible says. The devil can take them captive. The ones that are lost, the devil can take them captive at will. So some of these people can be a projection. Now, they might really be a water vessel creature, but something is animating them. Something's animating them. And the flesh, we've determined that the flesh mind is the AI program, Cain and Abel, C-A-I-N. Cain is the AI. And so man is trying to create an AI. He didn't come up with that. God created the AI first. The devil's the AI program, algebra. These people are controlled by the AI. And so if you let them into your house, your world, over your threshold, you're going to have nothing but trouble, steal, kill, and destroy, because they're AI programs, and that's what they're designed to do. To overtake and take over. To steal, kill, and destroy. To try to try to rule you in the flesh. They don't know anything else. That's all they know. is the world, the flesh, and probably life. They don't know about love and joy and peace and goodness and meekness and temperance and faith. They don't understand that. They can't. They have no identity. That's why they're all their vices. They're running to drinking and drugging. They don't have an identity. They don't have their identity right. Even to say we're all projections. It's like the word light goes back to phosphorus or photo or fluorescent. It's all a projection. Everything's a projection. It's a copy. It's an image. It's a movie. It's an image projection. But they're projected. In the line system, we have the spirit of truth, and we're walking down here as images. Once you get saved, an image of Jesus, you know? Projection. You're ambassadors for Christ. What does that mean? You're a witness, you're an ambassador. It's all a projection anyway. It's kind of like that Avatar movie that they could control the creature from afar, but then he figured out how to actually take his soul and put it in the body. And so when your body dies, your soul doesn't just disappear. You get a new body. It's just like that. So imagine, just like the Avatar movie, you're running around in an AI program body, mind, spirit, soul, whatever, will, emotions, intellect, it's all AI. You're going around the mountain, you're just going what your bloodline told you to do or whatever. You can't change. The Word of God's hitting you, boom, 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 boom. The Word of God's hitting you, trying to create a birthing, a spiritual birthing. Boom, then you get the Spirit of God, right? So the Spirit of God's outside of the 3D, it's in the spirit realm, and your thoughts be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Your thoughts are outside of the 3D. Then you have the ability in your spirit to affect 3D just with your thoughts. Not even a joke. I did it last night with the Uber, with rideshare. I need to make this a lot of money. Boom. $70 in my pocket in 2.5 hours. Not even joking, people. I'm telling you. It's not about greed. It's not about pride or image. It's all, your heart has to be right. And it has to be a heart that you know God is going to take care of you. Lord, the power bill's due. I need to make $70. Okay. Boom. There it is. It just appears out of nowhere. Because the hologram, if you got the Spirit of God, you're in tune with the Word. And the Word, the universe is the Word. The universe is the Word. It's real, people. It's real. It's not even a question anymore. After you do 7 years of experiments, and it just keeps happening. And you think it, it happens. You draw it on a piece of paper, it happens. You watch it in a series, it happens. Whatever you focus on appears. You think about somebody and they send you an email or call you or text you or whatever. Or show up at the house or whatever. It's real, people. It's real. Jesus withdrew himself out of the situation. They were trying to set him up.